This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Six environmental justice programs across the state are getting millions in new funding from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
The organizations will share up to $4 million from the federal agency. The new funding stream will pay for urban gardens in West Denver, environmental programming and outreach for citizens in San Miguel and Montrose counties, and new e-bikes for residents in Pueblo, and help fund three other projects across the state. The federal money is the first of a series of national grants the EPA plans to announce this year. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The long security wait times at Denver International Airport have caught the attention of Colorado's members of Congress. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're pushing the TSA to improve the situation.
In a letter to the head of the Transportation Security Administration, Colorado lawmakers say his agency has failed to staff up, even as passenger traffic continues to climb at DIA. They note the airport increased its total passenger projection for the year by 5 million. They want TSA to give the airport more information about how it allocates security staff in order to help improve planning. The letter was signed by both Colorado senators and all the representatives with districts near the airport. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, where a mass shooting claimed five lives last fall, will reopen in a new location under a new name. A spokesman for Club Q says the venue will move to the Satellite Hotel in southeast Colorado Springs and will be called The Q. This is a change from earlier this year when ownership said it planned to reopen at the original location. An official opening date has not been announced. Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org, and you can also find our newest podcast, Off the Walls, focused on murals around Denver.